I would like to talk a little bit more about your experiences as a singer-songwriter outside of Ride, if there is one.
Oh, sure.
Obviously, or maybe not too obviously, you've written other songs that have nothing at all to do with the American West. So talk about the Mark Berger who's the other side of Mark Berger.
Well, you know, I kind of got started late as a songwriter. I was already in law school. And I, even to this day, I can't tell you, I know what made me start to try to write songs at all. The first ones I wrote were, as you might imagine, god-awful. But by the time I graduated law school, I thought I had a few that were pretty good. And I felt that before I spent my life as a trial attorney, that I should go to some music publishers. And at least when they all said, okay, nice work, but get a job, I wouldn't always have some nagging feeling, you know, that what if I had tried this? But to my surprise, I immediately got signed to publishing deals, and those were not songs that had anything to do with Ride. These were songs that guys, you know, publishers were interested in trying to get other artists to record. I was a mediocre singer at best at that time. And so that led to me taking myself a little more seriously as a songwriter. And then I think what was really a meaningful experience for me was or a meaningful event that led to a meaningful experience. I was having breakfast in like a Greasy Spoon in New York City on Hudson Street. I guess this must have been in the early 80s, maybe. Yeah, early 80s probably. And Richie Havens walked in. He used the payphone to give you an idea how long ago this is. And I looked up from my poached eggs and I couldn't believe my eyes because, I mean, this is somebody I idolized. And I said, oh, my God. And then what possessed me? Said, Richie Havens. And he looked at me and I said, sit and have a cup of coffee with me. And I don't know. I mean, I don't want to gave me this, the nerve to do this. I didn't think about it, you know. And he looked at me and he said, well, you know, I just came in to use the payphone. But OK, all right. And he sat down with
me. Did he know you? No.
I just attacked him. And so he sat down with me. And the next thing I knew, they were putting the chairs up on the tables and kicking us out. We spent maybe 3 hours just talking. And he didn't know if I could write a song, you know, from a hole in the wall. But he did say, you know, here's my number and here's the office and bring up a tape. I'd love to hear your songs. Bring me some demos. This was cassettes we're talking, of course. And I don't know, a week later or so, I got together with him in his office. And he was very validating. And it was a wonderful experience for this guy who I idolized to be telling me these are really good songs. And so that, you know, made me start to think about this a little more seriously. And then periodically, every couple of months, I'd call up and go up there and bring him some more songs. And we always hung out and had a great time. And he listened to the songs and offered suggestions and was quite complimentary. And then there was one point I brought him a cassette tape. And a few days after that, he called me and he said, okay, hold on, I'm going to put the phone down. And then he played a song I had just brought him, you know, a few days earlier through the phone. And he told me there are two tickets at the box office Carnegie Hall tonight for you. And there's a concert to promote better relations between American and Soviet citizens. And I'm going to do the song. And it's a song called The Last One, which is a depiction of Ground Zero, but through the eyes of a ordinary citizen kind of looking at the thing and going, well, what is my responsibility in this? What do I have to do with this happening? And the long and the short of it is Richie, who, you know, this year retired from live performing, he played it for 25 years, the song. But it was that encounter with him, I think, in addition, of course, to getting some songs published and getting a bit of money in advance on publishing, that made me start to take myself more seriously as a songwriter. And eventually that I ultimately realized probably also because he played a song that was not something that was a lot of people could record, that I probably should start to think about willing myself into being able to be a singer and a performer myself.
Now, so The Last One is a song that you wrote that Richie Havens sang.
Yeah.
Is it something that you sing now?
You know, whenever I play a two-set show, which like, for instance, we'll be doing at the Turning Point, the first set will be devoted to Ride. And then the second set, I write songs about all kinds of things, like you said. And the next record I make is going to be on a whole nother subject, and it won't have anything to do with the American West.
Those people who have listened to a lot of Richie Havens, do you think they would recognize the song?
Well, it comes up, so perhaps. I mean,
Does that mean I can ask you to do a little or some of it? Or
yeah, I actually do have a G harp. You want me to do that song?
We can depart from Ride.
It's a great segue.
No problem.
The
song,
okay.
Mark Berger wrote that Richie Havens sang. I mean, what better
okay,
way
cool.
to do
yeah,
radio?
It wasn't what I was thinking about, but I'm there. Okay, so the song is called The Last One. Okay. Roads closed, the water's high, it's raining fire and the sky's alive. Oh, don't run, forget your gun, 'cause this one's gonna be the last one. So long, Jerusalem, the Grand Canyon and the Parthenon, oh, all one, God's will be done. And this one's gonna be the last. Lights out, oh, the bridge is burning, smoke covers my home, sweet home, no sign, no, of the Lord's returning, just the end of the road. Lay back, unplug your phones, remove your skin and throw away the bones. Take a long look what we've done, 'cause this one's gonna be. Out, oh, the bridge is burning, smoke covers my home, sweet home, no sign, no, of the Lord's returning, just the end of the road. So hard to understand. I love my country and my fellow man. Just a deaf, dumb citizen. This one's gone. This one's gonna be the last one.
My special guest, Mark Berger, this evening at the Hootenanny Cafe, singing a song he wrote, The Last One, that was also sung and performed by Richie Havens.